This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
On. Hello, everybody. I'm Scott Hennen. This is What's on Your Mind. Todd, the radio god, is here.
Hello.
He'll take your text at 701-226-8503. I'll take him at 701-367-2054. You can call us, and we love it when you do. 800-228-0550. 701-228-0550. Couple of things to announce on the program this morning. I have some really, really, I think, good news. And I think news you won't hear a whole lot about in the media, but a sign that the impeachment circus is fizzling. And the surge of people that understand what matters is real. Okay? Tell you about that. I do need to talk about some bad news, and that is what farmers and ranchers within the sound of my voice are feeling. And I have a request of those folks, so lean into the radio and get ready for that coming up on the program. All right? Guests today on the program, we're going to talk to John Gottfried. He is the North Dakota State Insurance Commissioner. He's also the tallest politician in the United States of America. No elected leader is taller. He has that title now. You can't knock him off that hill. We're going to talk about Medicare for All. The Democrats seem to be enamored with it. What would that mean for North Dakotans that he serves? We'll find out. Greg Gust is going to be here from the National Weather Service. That could be some more bad news. Looks like a storm that could mess up Thanksgiving holiday travel. Have an update on that. Jerome Richter is going to be here, and he's bringing with him a professor of business from the University of Mary. Year-round campus. How's that working out? We haven't talked about that for a while. Very innovative idea. Once again, University of Mary ahead of the curve. We're going to talk with them about that and financial literacy a little bit today on the program. That student debt thing is huge. And one way around that, to lessen that burden, is the year-round campus. So we're going to deal with that today, too. We're brought to you in part this hour by our friends in Watford City. I heard from Carol Juven yesterday that there was a huge crowd for the Sons of Norway Lutefisk dinner. You know, I wanted to be there, but I just last minute decided to opt for steak instead. I had a steak dinner instead of a Lutefisk dinner. But one of these times, I'll man up and do it. The Sunday, by the way, Watford City has the Cowboy Christmas event. It's a fundraiser for Make-A-Wish of North Dakota. That's really neat. Petting zoo, crafts, pony rides, wagon rides, popcorn concessions, the whole thing. They do a nice job. And then also on Sunday, they're doing the Candy Cane Lane Light Park. That'll be fun. And on Wednesday, the blood drive. A lot going on always in the great city of Watford City. Check it out, okay? All right. You want good news or bad news first, guys? What would you like?
Give us the bad.
Get the bad out of the way.
We could get rid of it and move on.
So some bad, but it comes with a little bit of good. Okay, here's the good and the bad. Vice President Mike Pence will be our guest on this program tomorrow. You'll hear the interview tomorrow. We're actually taping it this evening. This is how much the Vice President of the United States cares about the great state of North Dakota. He's skipping dinner to do an interview with us.
Nice.
And here's the bad news. Things have not improved for farmers and ranchers. And I am flabbergasted. One of the things that I plan to ask him is what I've asked this audience over the last couple of weeks. And that is, I feel helpless here. I really think it's ridiculous that Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats have succeeded in holding hostage opening markets with our largest trading partners, Canada and Mexico, because of one thing, politics, impeachment, all this nonsense. I plan to ask the Vice President, what would you like from us. You want some more stories about, I mean, some real life situations on what's happening here? Why are we not making it at least difficult for them to do what they're doing? Colin Peterson is in Minnesota's 7th District. He is the House Ag Chairman, folks. I can see Minnesota from where I'm sitting right now. His district, full of farmers and ranchers who have a gut punch going right now. He's the one guy that could walk into her office, Nancy Pelosi, pound the table and say, enough already, this is ridiculous. Do you have any idea how bad this is? Doesn't mean she'll do anything, but it would make it tougher for her. What can North Dakota farmers and ranchers do? So call me. Share a story about what you're going through right now and what a difference more markets would mean. Look, it's not the end-all be-all, right? It doesn't instantly bring prices up. You still have the weather situation, terrible harvest, all that. But at least it's more markets. That's the one sure thing, you know, because I don't think a lot of city folk know this. But Todd, Kevin, and Daniel, if I took 1,000 acres of land, and I took you back to 1970, I'll just pick a number, 1970, and say the yield off of that 1,000 acres compared to what our farmers and our ranchers today get off of that same 1,000 acres would blow your mind. Would blow your mind how many more times, how many more crops, how much improvement they've had. They have, I mean, I can't think of any industry that does what they do. Maybe the oil and gas industry, because you look at what horizontal fracking and hydraulic, you know, drilling have done, percentage-wise, you know, that they've gotten a lot more than they used to. But I'm telling you, I don't think there's any industry other than ag that has done that. What does that mean? Well, you need more markets. You need more markets for that. And instead, they're twisting in the wind right now so somebody can have a yuck-yuck political one-upsmanship in Washington, D.C. Makes me sick to my stomach. Now, I can tell that story as a, you know, bullhard radio guy, right? I can tell that story like we have here, but it's nowhere near as powerful when you talk about what you're going through right now and the difference this would make. So do me this favor. Call us today and tell us that. And you can call 24/7, interviews tonight a little after 5 o'clock at 855-200-1776. That's on the Oasis Buffalo Hotline. Be the Buffalo Hotline. 855-200-1776. You call there and you can leave a message and we've got it, or you can call us on the air here. 258-0550. You can text me if you prefer that. 367-2054 or Todd 226-8503. I think it'll make a difference. I really do. I really, really do. All right, so that's the bad news. It's still bad out there and we're trying to do something about it, and hopefully this interview with the Vice President will help.
Okay, good news.
Okay, the good news is callers come first. Jerry and Bismarck. I'll get to the good news, I promise. Jerry and Bismarck, what's on your mind, Jerry?
Such a tease.
Well, good morning. I just would like to know where the Democrats are getting their money from for all these investigations, for the fees for the lawyers, the attorneys. They must be getting paid quite well, I'm sure. And I don't think that money is falling from the sky. It's got to come from somewhere.
Bad news for you, Jerry. It's coming out of your pocket.
Yeah, it's your money.
Those are tax dollars.
That's what I am thinking, and I think this is a disgrace.
Wouldn't you like to know how much it is? I mean, one little tease on good news I'll give you. There is a woman in Michigan who was in a district that she won by 20 or 30 points, strong Democratic district, okay? And she has reversed course on impeachment. She did so in an interview Sunday, and it's getting picked up now by some national media in Michigan. So, you know, some people, that's now another example where bipartisanship is on the side of not wanting to proceed with impeachment proceedings, not wanting to spend this money, because you have every Republican and now three Democrats versus the other side, all Democrats. It's all partisan on the impeachment side.
Right. Well, I just think this should be coming to an end pretty soon. This has been 3 years already where they're trying to get the president out of office. And you know what? In a roundabout way, that's called campaigning. right?
Yeah, it does. Can you imagine if Democrats are going to be Democrats, and it's America. They ought to be able to stand for what they believe in. That's great. But, you know, do that rather than try and, you know, have secret, FISA court action to surveil the president in his campaign before he was president. Yeah, all the garbage, right? Imagine what he would have gotten done if they were just played it normal, you know, like the Democrats did against George W. Bush, for instance, right?
And plus what they're doing, instead of doing their jobs, they're doing running around finding dirt for him. I think it's a disgrace, and I think it should be coming to an end pretty darn soon. And I think their funding should be cut off somewhere, wherever they're getting that from.
Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you.
Yeah, you said a lot. You said a lot. Jeff and Jamestown, when we come back. Texter says it would also blow your mind on how much expense goes into an acre of land compared to back in 1970. And we still have 1970 grain prices. True. Rough deal. That's why more markets, so the margins can be thinner, are that much more important. But I hear you. When you have seed that has those kind of advances, the seed costs more. This makes sense. More after this than what's on your mind. The good news, too.
Now is the time to buy a hot tub. Why? Up to 70% off the price of a new one right now at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 with their pre-owned blowout sale. They have over 50 hot tubs, starting at $4,500 up to $79.99. What a range. From $4,500 to about $8,000, you could be in a hot tub and have every day made better thanks to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. And much more affordable than ever. 12 months, no interest, no payments. Warranty. Pre-owned certified. This is the one to buy at a great deal right now. Try it at incredible prices, and you'll love the hot tub experience because every day is made better at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. The pre-owned blowout sale with up to 70% off the price of a new one now. Call Ben for all the details, 701-238-5892, 238-5892, or stop at 601 Main Avenue West, the pre-owned showroom in West Fargo. A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm IndyFlagPoleGuy.com, and today's Light on Liberty celebrates you, a citizen of these United States. 242 years ago, our founding fathers imagined that you should live your dreams. Our Constitution and Bill of Rights establishes the foundation of individual liberty endowed by a creator, that all men are free, and no man can take that away. I say dream big and never stop working until you attain your success. I'm Jim. I'm IndyFlagPoleGuy.com, and thank you.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
I got drumming.
If I could.
Yeah, it is Fleetwood Mac. John McVie. Birthday today. So we're going Fleetwood Mac bumper, right, Kim?
74 today.
Let's have some more. There we go. There we go. We also have a little John Kennedy, moment. We try to squeeze these in every now and then because he is one of the more colorful members of the United States Senate from Louisiana. What do you have to say this morning?
There is, however, plenty of evidence that Ukraine meddled in the 2016 election, specifically President Poroshenko. Don't take my word for it. There was an exhaustive investigation done by Politico, a long article printed in January of 2017. There have been stories on CBS News, stories in the Washington Examiner. Last month, The Economist did an exhaustive study, very balanced, on what went on in Ukraine. And there is buku, as we say in Louisiana, evidence that Ukraine tried to meddle in the 2016 election. Why is this important? Because my Democratic friends want to prevent the president from offering any evidence that Ukraine is organically and historically corrupt and that he was concerned about corruption.
Yeah.
Ukraine is organically and historically corrupt.
They are organically and historically corrupt.
Yeah. Nailed it.
And boy, they freak out when you say anything, they being the Democrats.
Well, that comes
freak
back
out
to
when you say anything about Ukraine being involved in any kind of corruption. They just flip out.
They're more upset about the president calling out the corruption than the actual corruption he wants to call out. It's unreal.
It is. CJ's here from Dak Diesel, and we're going to chat with Jeff in Jamestown on what's on your mind. CJ, we've been getting a lot of calls from your customers, super fired up about the extra mileage they are getting. What's the secret? What are you doing?
Well, it's a number of different things. We can put a small little tune on the truck, whether it's a big truck or even a pickup truck. Even on the ag side, you know, we're taking care of guys, giving them a little more power. The thing about it is, some people think that with power, you lose economy. You actually don't, because if you got that little bit of extra power to get you through those hard spots, whether you're going up a hill, whether you got a bigger trailer on, or just going up a mountain, you know, it's one of those things that that little extra power, you're going to use less fuel because you're going to get up to the top faster. Now, it's one thing if you're used to using, I had one customer that I put a tune on his tractor, and he called me up, and he goes, CJ, he goes, I'm not noticing any increase in fuel economy. And I said, well, you know, what exactly is going on? I mean, are you going the same speed and all that? And he goes, no, I shifted up two more gears in my tractor. And I'm like, well, that's why. I said, you're using all the available power given to you. I said, but you're covering how many more acres a day? And he goes, well, I'm probably covering 40 more acres a day. And I said, on the same amount of fuel. He goes, absolutely. And I said, well, there you go. That's where
there's your upside. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
But all right, folks.
Also, but another thing we do is our injector cleaner. Anybody that's looking for a good injector cleaner or anti-gel, I believe we got the best on the market. We tested, tried it. That's another key to what we're doing here. So,
love it. Folks, get in on that right now. Give CJ a call, 701-258-5011 for all of your repair and maintenance needs of your diesel rig. And they have it, by the way, in Bismarck, but they bring folks in from all over. DakDiesel.com. Thank you, sir. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Scott, I'll talk to you next week, I guess.
You bet. Look forward to it. Thank you, sir. That's CJ from Dak Diesel. Jeff in Jamestown, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Well, here's the deal. Tyson Foods this morning is demanding, and I think they got it, a change in how frozen pork exports are counted. Smithfield, a Chinese-held company, is the largest pig producer in the U.S. They can ship frozen pork whole carcasses out without that being in the numbers of exports per week. Tyson's crying foul that it's distorting that we're sitting on all this pork when we're really not. They want a change because it's artificially depressing their prices. And I guess they're going to get it changed. Well, that's one company. We've got a million farmers have been complaining about NASS. Pointed it out yesterday, and I know Durbin and Grassley, both sides of the aisle know this because they're getting calls as a daily event, yet we can't get this squared away. What are we supposed to do here? Who do we talk to get this going?
Well, nothing happens quick in the federal government. I mean, you've got to get it on somebody's radar. You succeeded there for sure, because now when this comes up, you know, it's you were on it. Here's what we've done, da-da-da-da-da, versus tell me more. Now, so, you know, the problem is there. Look at the border. I mean, the president, you know, campaigned on this, came in as president, and you move the bureaucracy there, the Corps of Engineers and the Department of Homeland Security, about an inch a day on it. There's a story in the Washington Post today talking about Tommy Fisher and the crew that are, you know, working on another project down there. We got to get Tommy back on to talk about it because it's exciting. And the Department of Homeland Security is on board saying, yeah, go, go, do it. You'll help us get this done. And the Corps of Engineers, Todd Semonite, the general from the Corps of Engineers, top general, is, you know, trash talking these people. So nothing happens quick is what I'm getting at, Jeff. But I think there's progress being made. But
Tyson Foods got it done quick. They're a big firm. I mean, I think they're the number two or three hog producer in the U.S. Seems like they got their way pretty fast. We've been worried about this for over a year.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Tyson Foods is mega, so they're going to have all kinds of folks that swarm Washington and make the case, and do individual farmers have that? No. So I'll give you that. But I'm saying, you know, how we account for something in a trade deal and asking for a change when you're Tyson Foods is a little bit different than saying, hey, let's throw the baby out with the bathwater, which I think they should do on ag statistics, give it to the private sector because NAS can't do it. Different animal. I don't think you got apples to apples going there.
No, but I'm comparing exact. It's counting the carcasses on export business, just like we're counting the grain that is or isn't here. It's the same thing. And yet, a million of us that are asking for this to be done, we're working on it. That isn't going to do it for a lot of farm guys. They're going to be gone. But
yeah, I don't know if that's right. I hope it's a million of you. But I'd keep saying it, is what I'm saying. But I appreciate your call. Thanks a bunch. All right, let's see. I promised the good news, didn't I? And I've got a bunch of texts to get to here, too.
You did.
The good news, we've been waiting. The good news is this, folks. Donald Trump is going to win re-election. How can I say that less than a year before the election? Before the
pretty hot news. 2020. That was that's news.
Well, I don't think all of us, you know, necessarily think that.
Right. Come on. You were drinking the Kool-Aid, were you?
No, but I'm saying it's, you know, a big battle. I just think there's a couple of tea leaves out there that really tell this sign in a big way. One, the Democrat I mentioned who's flipped on impeachment. Okay? So already we have, you know, again, more evidence that the bipartisan argument is against proceeding with his impeachment charade, whereas the partisan argument is on the other side. But a big one is on my Facebook page right now. And it is incredible numbers on African American support for the president. Folks, this is incredible what's going on. So Donald Trump won one election with 8% of the black vote in 2016. Two major pollsters right now say he has the support of about 34% of black likely voters. 34%. A month ago it was 17.8%. It's doubled in a month. Hispanic voters went from 26.2% in October to 38.2%. This is the sign. Watch it closely between now and November. Trust me on this one thing.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins & Kronk, Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins & Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today, 701-235-0119, 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of Washington, D.C. as a lockdown at the White House in the U.S. Capitol a short time ago has just been lifted. The lockdown was put into place after an aircraft violated restricted airspace in the Washington, D.C. area. The aircraft later determined not to be hostile, but no further details have been released.
The Thanksgiving travel period has dawned, and AAA believes 55 million people will be traveling 50 miles or more from their homes for the Thanksgiving holiday. AAA's Robert Sinclair says New York, L.A., and Atlanta will be the busiest in terms of travel tomorrow.
Your normal trip is an hour. It's going to take you 3.5 hours, and that'll be particularly the case between 5:15 and 7:15 p.m. the day before the holiday.
Making things worse, two big storms that are tracking across the nation. And this is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Music and just stay away. If you ain't got anything good to say, then shut your mouth. I got my windows down and my blinds
well, I don't know. I wouldn't have gotten by saying that when I was a youngster, I'll tell you that. My mom would have said, you get over here right now. We're going to have a little conversation. You know what I'm saying? Next Tuesday. Tuesday it is. Yeah, week from today, we have our monthly chat with Tommy Kenville and Tom Sawyer. Drones, planes, and people. This is an area of the economy in North Dakota that just revs my engine something fierce because of all the economic opportunity that's there. And I just want to fast forward 10 years and see what it's going to be like because of that FAA test site and University of North Dakota and just so many things going on now that expanded beyond visual line of sight, radar that's going in, governor and the legislature investing mightily in that. A lot going on. So a lot to talk about. And Tommy Kendall, of course, my site, RPV Services, they do remotely piloted vehicle operations to ag, critical infrastructure, wildlife management, insurance, and emergency service clients, unlocking the value and efficiency of collecting data with unmanned aircraft. And Grand Sky is a sight to behold. It is the home of, some of the world's biggest companies, really, especially in aerospace. Grand Sky provides a unique amenities that beyond visual line of sight flight capability and a full ecosystem of support services and partners for companies on the cutting edge of the competitive UAS industry. So join us next Tuesday, 10:30, right here. A couple of texts that I want to get to before I get to our next guest. I want to know if you guys think this one is legit or not. Texter says, I am thankful for the pile driver I gave to my neighbor's Trump-hating relatives at last year's Christmas dinner. It was worth the 30 days in jail to see them lying on the floor, shivering in pain.
Jeez.
I think this is his listener's attempt at humor, but we're going to suggest that you not try anything similar this Thanksgiving. Stick to the verbal exchanges. Stick to the verbal exchanges, if you would. Please.
Anger is your enemy.
Texas is careful with those polls. There's always a strategy to them. Don't forget that because the polls showed Clinton winning by such a huge number that she got lazy about campaigning. This could be the pollsters scared of losing black and Hispanic voters and trying to get Trump not to campaign very hard for them.
Well, remember that? Hillary's winning 75-20 on one very late. I mean, like, where did this come from?
Unfortunately, she was, drooling in an armchair somewhere, and President Trump was crisscrossing the nation. You know what I'm saying? So there's a difference in how she competed. But it is exciting news, the listener goes on to say. I'm always skeptical of why not the what they are saying. Yeah, that's fine. I just think, you can't manufacture those numbers. It's two different polls. They're doubling in a month. And, again, it's jobs. It's the economy. So all of this noise, people are watching and say, well, how does it matter to me? How does this impact me? What's the deal? Yeah, Adam Schiff's happy, but Nancy Pelosi's happy. What does this mean? Texter says, a bad year. Just the other day, I saw a herd of rats traveling south down the road with backpacks in search of greener pastures. Yeah, I could tell that one to the vice president, maybe. Don't just talk about this whole problem. Get Colin Peterson on the air. Well, we've had Colin Peterson on the air in the past, but it is a little challenging to get him to come on because he doesn't want to say anything bad about Nancy Pelosi. I'll try again, sure. Can Trump push USMCA through by executive order, says another. No, it's a trade deal. Can't do that. Doesn't work that way. Texter, have you talked about the protest at the Yale football game? Did we talk about that?
No,
My daughter was there.
Oh, it was unbelievable.
My daughter was there. I was texting with her during the game.
She wasn't on the field, was she?
Oh, of course not. She was irritated. Ugh. She was so mad that ridiculous.
Yeah.
And disrespectful to the players. That's a big game. I mean, it's wrong on many levels. But not to mention, you know, I hope all these people, that's kind of the last hurrah, that big Harvard-Yale football game before the Thanksgiving break. I'm hoping all of them, since they disdain fossil fuels, are walking home. That was my hope for all of them.
They're riding their horses home. No, yeah. Exactly. Okay. Oh, they can't do that. Horses part two.
Covered wagon.
Yeah.
Walk home. I don't care how they do it, but they better not have gotten a plane or in a car to get to the airport.
Exactly.
Crying out loud. All right. Man. Our next guest is here, ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, the tallest elected leader in the entire USA. Here he is, folks. John Gottfried. Glad you're still available for interviews after all that fame, John. Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Well, you know, life hasn't changed that much for me. But it's always fun to be recognized for something that's completely outside your control.
How's the weather up there?
Yeah, I hope the plaque is on the wall at least.
It is. It's been making the rounds too, but it's hung prominently in my office. So if you ever come up, you can get to see it.
There seems to be one area where most Democrats agree that are running for president right now, and that is that there should be Medicare for all. If that were to happen, if that argument was to win the day, what would that mean for North Dakota?
Well, I don't think that's what North Dakotans want. I don't think North Dakotans are out there clamoring to have more government involved in their health care. So, frankly, I don't think that sells here in this state. I don't think anybody would be really too excited about it. Then again, I don't think there's a whole lot that we're hearing on the national stage that does sell, either from eliminating our energy industry or production agriculture or Medicare for all. It's really missing the mark here in North Dakota. And what that does is it increases our taxes, probably decreases our choices, and I think we're going to have a real tough issue, even at the provider level, of getting people that want to be involved in healthcare and provide that healthcare level. So I think it's very detrimental to rural states, especially like North Dakota, and I think there's other things we can do to address our system that involve getting government out of healthcare and taking a step away from it. And allowing states like North Dakota, who we're a moderately sized urban area. I mean, when you look at our population, and we can utilize the advances in technology and some different changes here that we've got in our state, and maybe take a different look at how do we deliver healthcare to our state. But right now, we would need to get the blessing from the federal government to be able to do a pilot project that I believe could really advance healthcare in our state and advance healthcare probably for the country. But again, we're still awaiting any changes coming out of Congress to allow states to experiment like that.
What would Medicare for All fix from their perspective? I get that you are rightly speaking for North Dakotans who likely would not support this in any kind of maybe single digits. I don't know, but it wouldn't be much. But from their perspective, what does it fix?
So what I think in their perspective, what it fixes is you know, Medicare reimbursements to the hospitals and the providers are traditionally pretty low. And so, therefore, it takes a big bite out of the cost of healthcare, and it brings everybody down to that bottom level, right? The thing that I don't think they account for is that hospitals will close, doctors will walk away from the profession, and we won't be able to have the services that we need to get those services done. And so, I think they're looking at it from that perspective. I don't agree with that as a solution. I think that causes way more harm than it solves any kind of problems. But even when you're looking at the access issue that they claim to say is an important piece of theirs, you look at a state like North Dakota, we're sitting at 7.3% uninsured in 2018. And that's a very, very low number. We've got people who purchase insurance and they have health insurance. We're never going to be able to, I don't think, get to everybody having coverage because there are certain people who just won't buy it or don't want it. I'm proud of the 7.3% number. That's very low when you look at the national average. And so I don't really know what they're necessarily trying to solve other than, again, getting government more involved in healthcare.
On the reimbursement side, is there a fix there? I mean, are hospitals getting a fair reimbursement, compared to their costs and how they're billing with Medicare right now?
Well, and I'm not I don't regulate Medicare or Medicaid. I don't necessarily get too involved in those areas. I'm more on the private health insurance market. But so what my issue is that if the Medicare and Medicaid reimbursements are too low for the hospitals, and they can certainly make that case, and I think they have. The response has been is to increase the cost of the private market, and so the private market has been bearing the brunt of the perceived low reimbursement or lack of reimbursement, which isn't fair to the employers out there who provide healthcare or to the individuals who've got out and purchase their own healthcare. It's a cost driver for them, and so it's an artificially low rate, in my opinion, and I think that's a discussion that needs to probably happen at Congress. And putting everybody onto that system doesn't solve that problem by any stretch of the imagination. So I think there's better ways to go about it. And I think we also need to start looking at leveraging technology. We've got a whole, from artificial intelligence to all the different data that we can look at and use in our healthcare delivery system could transform, again, how I interact with my doctor, how that care is delivered. And it probably gets much more precise, which is more cost effective. But unfortunately right now, our doctors and our hospitals and even our insurance companies are so tied up into regulatory red tape and all the different things they've got to do, which is an antiquated system. As the state, like I said, working with the governor and the state here in North Dakota, we're clamoring to say, let us try it. Let us kind of remove some of these shackles and let our providers provide care and let our insurance companies insure and find a system that works. Cause there is a way to do it, I think, but it doesn't involve more government.
If you have a question or comment for our guest, the insurance commissioner in North Dakota, John Gottfried, call 258-0550 or text Todd 226-8503 or me at 367-2054. Frank, question about Medicare for All for John Gottfried. Go ahead.
Well, good morning, Big John.
Good morning.
And a question about Kevin Cramer was on just the other day, and he said Medicare is going to run out of money in 2026. So how do you think we can put another 180, 190 million more people on that? And how could we do it?
Well, I think the devil's in the details in those plans, and that's where I think you're going to see some massive tax increases to have to cover these programs. I mean, we're talking trillions of dollars. Yep. When they say a Medicare for All or healthcare for All, which is a free healthcare plan, we all end up paying for it and increased taxes. And I don't know about you. I'm probably comfortable with where I'm paying in my taxes, and I'd probably like to see that go down a little bit and not necessarily spike. And so that's the piece that they're not talking about.
I've paid into Medicare. I'm 62, and I've paid in, and in 2.5 more years, I can get on the gravy train. But it's not the gravy train Medicare, because you're going to have to pay Medicare Plan B and D and E and F if you want to really have good coverage. And that's going to cost me $600 a month. So how is that free?
Well, and that's just it. Again, that's the devil's in the details. And it's a nice platitude and it's a nice talking point to be out on the campaign trail talking about we're going to give you free health care. We're going to give you free everything. I mean, I think they've even gone down to we're going to give you free tuition, free college, free everything. It sounds a little bit like unlimited recess and free pizza at every lunch.
But what gets better? And by the way, the market you do regulate, private insurance market, would take a big hit, wouldn't it?
Well, it would probably be destroyed. I mean, let's be honest, it would be eliminated. And then once that happens, you can't go back.
Wow. Take a break. Come back with more. We'll talk about the North Dakota Health Insurance Market Report, too, with John Gottfried. when we continue, and we'll go to Napoleon with the questions. Stay tuned.
Have you heard of Mineral Tracker? Let me tell you, these Mineral Tracker guys are rocking the oil and gas industry with their knowledge and expertise. They have degrees, experience, and common sense. And they founded Mineral Tracker for mineral owners just like you. When you're dealing with your mineral income, don't mess around. Use our technology that was created just for you, helping you maintain your asset and take control of it. Activate your free account today at MineralTracker.com or call 833-842-2924.
Hi, I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Let's go to Norway. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennen, inviting you to join professional guide Carol T. Juven, who's been to Norway 179 times with over 49,000 people on tour. You can be assured you'll have a great time in Norway with this incredible guide. Join Carol and the team on the official Norse Husfest Norway tour. It's May 25th through June 7th, 2020. See Southern Norway at its best. That's the fjords, waterfalls, and the spectacular mountains. You visit Minot, sister city of Skien. Meet and greet Bureau Holland. They don't just tour beautiful Norway. They meet the people when they're on a Carol Juven tour. Call Carol now. 800-343-0093. 800-343-0093. He'll send you a complete packet of information. Sign up soon as space is limited. Welcome along to the official Norse Husfest Norway tour. May 25th through June 7th with Carol Juven of Juven Tours.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tina Turner is 80 years old today. How about that?
And still going strong.
Unbelievable. Listen to this voice. She is something.
Give me a lifetime promises and a world of dreams.
Simply the best. Speaking of which, we got to keep it around till I hear the riff, right? We got to.
The hook.
We got to hear the hook. H.A. Thompson and Sons started in 1908. You talk about the best. You think about this. A lot of businesses statistically fail very early. in their operation, right? First 5-10 years. The best last, as they have for over 100 years. And you know what? If you ask Mark Thompson, how'd you do it? He'd say, the people here. The company has been blessed by having many terrific employees over the years. Major factor in the success. There was a time when most of the customers knew the family, but with the growth of the community, you know, obviously that's no longer the case, but the employees are the face of the company. They're out there. And with Link Service now, over 1,000 buildings maintained by the pros at H.A. Thompson & Sons. Find out more at hatandsons.com. More with John Gottfried, State Insurance Commissioner, on What's on Your Mind. Tell me what the North Dakota Health Insurance Market Report tells us.
Backstory on this. After the last session, when we were in the legislature approved the reinsurance program, which we saw brought down the average rate in the individual markets for people who got to go and purchase their insurance by about 20%. So we've seen a 20% average reduction without the reinsurance, with the reinsurance program. So that's good news that's out there, and it's now is the time to go out and shop and look at those plans, because they're, if you have to purchase your own insurance, if you're a farmer, a rancher, a small business owner, and you've got to buy that insurance for your family, you need to make sure you're looking at all three carriers that offer. So it's Blue Cross, Sanford, and Medica that offer in our state, because there are some rate differences between them. But part of that agreement to do that program was to do a pretty significant study of our health and healthcare marketplace, both on the provider side and on the insurance side. So the report we released last week is the private insurance market report. So it gives us the insurance side of the coin, I guess, and kind of walks through what we have going on in North Dakota. The thing I love the most about insurance, Scott, is that it's math and it's data, and math doesn't lie. And so there's some interesting things that we've been able to pull out of this report, which I think trend with what we've kind of always assumed or thought, and that's one, that a lot of North Dakotans buy insurance or have insurance. You know, we are a very low uninsured state when you look at across the country, and I think that's due to, again, people feel the responsibility to protect their families and cover their families, and they buy that insurance. But we've also seen a pretty steady increase in not only health insurance premiums, but the cost of receiving health care. It's gone up about 50% on average, I guess you'd say, over the last 5 years, which is an unsustainable track and an unsustainable course for people to be on. When you couple that with the increase in deductibles, the out-of-pocket that we're paying is skyrocketing. And so it's no wonder that this is a discussion point around dining room tables about how do we afford health insurance, and can we continue to afford health insurance? So our discussion has been, you know, there's money going into the system. There's a significant amount of money that goes into receiving health care. We've looked at the health insurance side, and when you look at what our insurance companies are doing in our state, and I'm by no means, I mean, I think our insurance companies, they get a bad rap, certainly. Some of it is certainly deserved. But for the most part, 85 to 90% of the dollars that we pay in premiums are going directly out to claims and to pay for that coverage, which when you look across the country, it's between 75 and 80%, so we're doing a good job there. But then when you add in the cost of, you know, managing a healthcare system and kind of administering those claims, that administration cost, across the country it's about 15 to 18%. And here in North Dakota we're down at 8 and 10%. And so when you add the amount of claims that we're paying in, the increasing number of claims, and you add in just the cost of doing business, there isn't a whole lot of money that's being made on the insurance side. And I know people will probably, be either shocked by that or want to have some more discussion on that. But again, it goes back to that report. These numbers don't lie. And I think you've seen the target shift from when the ACA was implemented. The target was squarely on the backs of the insurance companies, and probably rightfully so in some areas. But you've seen that target shift from the Trump administration and from others, and from even us here at the insurance department, to looking at, now we've got to talk about the hospitals and the providers and the folks who are actually delivering this healthcare coverage or healthcare services, to see where those dollars are going and what's going on in that side of it. Because as long as the cost of healthcare is going to continue to go up in an unsustainable track, so is our health insurance. And so we want to take a look at and try to get a better understanding of where the dollars are going in our system. And that involves the hospitals, that involves, all our providers. So we've got, for the first time, I think, in the country, we're conducting a study that gives us some direct data access to the hospitals. And so we've been working with the hospitals since, May of last year, in formulating the study, and we're in the middle of kind of collecting the data right now. We're hoping to have a report and release the information by next summer, once we've analyzed it, which could then, you know, hopefully help our legislature drive some discussions and some decisions going forward on how do we try to bend that cost curve down.
We only have a short time left, but real quick, tell me if there's anything you see in this report so far that says we need to change something. Any alarm here?
No, it's way too early right now, but I will tell you, we've got to start utilizing technology. I think there's a whole lot of area that we could grow that would make us a lot more efficient on our delivery of health care.
Fascinating report, really. I hope you get it, folks. Sorry, John, we didn't get to you or Nate either. We'll have John back. Thank you, John.
A place to grow. A place rooted in small-town values and budding with big ideas. A place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant Main Street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden, grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.